person.
As much as possible, we shall try to our heart satisfaction as well, because our own hankering, that is not a negligible factor. And also the advices given by the sadhus and the guru and the scriptures. And I am the person who is the responsible after all for accepting anything and everything. I have accepted the Acharya also on my own risk, and here also I am just according to myself. But we shall have to consider that my consideration may not be prejudiced by any male object. That my selection may be genuine, may be sincere, and not for to satisfy some ulterior motive. I have to do that. I am responsible ultimately for my own
fortune. You mean the disciple? A new person, his selection?
The disciple is responsible. He is asking, Your Grace is speaking about the disciple is responsible for his selection.
Of course. Yes. Ultimately he is responsible. Why you have joined? How you have joined?
Yes.
On your own responsibility you have joined ISKCON. You have left Christianity or Mohammedanism or Hinduism. You have joined ISKCON. On your responsibility. Ultimate responsibility with the person who selects, who has got the right of selection. It is there only. We have jumped to Gaudiya Mission. Why? Taking the risk of anything else. We have jumped, we have cast our feet. We are so much captured with the idea, the beauty of the idea, that we jump, left our previous environment, and we jump to accept the new. Everyone is such, case is such.
Krishna Sharan
Prabhu. Oh, Krishna, there you go. খবর মোটামুটি ভালো ওদের ওটা মুদগুলি হয়ে গেল
A new man, he accepts, he chooses a guru as, and he sees him as absolute. But the god brothers of that guru, he may not see that he is absolute in the same way.
Then how to adjust?
Yes.
How to adjust?
He's not complete. He's not requested also to see as he is absolute. He is not requested. His brotherly position. But some outward respect he should show of a special character to help the new recruiters. Whether the new recruitment, they have come to see him as absolute, their sentiment may not be disturbed. This sort of consideration one should have. But internally, he is not bound to accept his god brother as his own guru. Am I clear? Yes.
So it's
you are not compelled, you are not bound to see his, as Swami Maharaj you have seen your guru, not in that light. But you should have some consideration that the new persons that are recruited by him and who are expected to see him as guru, absolute, you may not disturb that sentiment or feeling. With such caution you are to behave.
The confusion in my mind is that the conception is only relative to one's own position, that there is no, it's only absolute from your own position. If a disciple sees his guru as absolute, then it's difficult to say who is actually absolute. It's very confusing to me.
The guru is absolute, the two absolute. God is absolute. Then guru is absolute.
But the guru is absolute according to
now
one's
you have
position.
To think one thing. The god has got also different avatar, different attitude. You have to understand this mathematical fundamental truth. That from zero, if you add the zero, it becomes zero. Zero into zero is zero. Zero minus zero is zero. So infinite minus infinite, that is infinite. Can you follow? Eh? So God may express Himself in different avatar, different type. Eh? Still, they are infinite. His every posing is infinite. But still there is also gradation, according to Rasa, classification, posing. One, he is one, but different posing, and there are differences into the posing. a king as a general, the king as lawmaker, the king as husband and father, one man. But the question of superiority may be traced there also. Who is the highest, what is the highest attitude of the king? He is one. So there is differentiative character in the absolute, but still he is one. In this way, he has got potency. You are approaching the son of a king. You can consider that if I capture the son, the king will be captured. And that is not false, wholly. So God's favorite is also have some power of God. In this way we have to distribute. The Guru is his favorite. Guru is not outside God. His own potency, particular potency to deliver the fallen. He's there, maximum, enjoying maximum power. Maximum power from Krishna, Guru, from Krishna, in the department of delivering the fallen souls. We have to take in that way. But in infinity, that may not be divided like mundane things, quite separately. So we have to adjust in that way. On the whole, we want to say, and I have repeatedly said it, the Bhagavad asks not to make much in the enquiry, that is to approach through knowledge to know, that I will be able to finish by my knowledge, I will be able to satisfy my knowing faculty. I will be able to measure the whole thing with my teeny brain. In a particular cell of my head, I shall put the infinite as a prisoner. Give up this position. Jnani prayasungdapascha namanteva jivanti sanmukharitaṁ bhavati. This is the speciality of Bhagavad school. By surrender you will be able to know. Because he is super subjective. He won't come to be the object of your teeny brain. If you work that way, you will be disappointed. No teeny brain can finish to know the whole thing with by its power. So by surrendering, namanta eva jivanti, when Mahaprabhu asking questions and Ramananda answering, then ehobajjo, this is superficial, our searching through gyan, through knowledge, but that is a superficial thing. That is not the real path. Then we can give up the vanity of he can know anything and everything. When he comes to surrender, he comes to accept the real path to know him. Because if he makes himself known to him, he can know. And that much, he can know that much. Once I was asked, if finite can know infinite, one Arya Samaj reader, he is knowing finite. His statement is, if finite can know infinite, then he is knowing finite. And my answer was, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, then he is knowing finite. Infinite can make himself known to finite, according to its suitude. But finite cannot force the infinite to make himself known to him. Do you follow? So, it has been recommended that vani prayaso, dismissing your vanity that you will be able to know the infinite. Dismiss that idea, that tendency, and surrender to him. And accept the attitude of the negative to draw the positive. Positive cannot encroach out of itself. But the negative, the positive can encroach, may be aggressive. And the negative should put himself at the disposal of the positive. Predominating moiety and the predominated moiety. Predominated moiety is the potency, and the predominating moiety is the possessor of the potency. Krishna is the possessor of the potency, Shaktiman. And the Shakti, the potency at his disposal. So we are a part of potency. So we shall try with preparedness to receive him. And when he is, according to his sweet will, he comes to me, I shall be able to get his touch. This is the path, no other path. So bhaktaham ekaya grajyam. Only through devotion. Devotion means dedication. Dedication, that preparedness to put at his disposal, to be dealt by him with this attitude. This is the negative characteristic. So that the positive, to invite the positive. To invite the positive, that should be the characteristic of the negative. And that by humility, modesty, self-abnegation to the extreme, self-sacrifice. These are the qualifications of a devotee should be. To improve his negative characteristics, to draw. A super subject. I am subject, I am experiencing the objective world. And who is super subject? I am object to him. When he will care to come down in my plane, I will have some sort of feeling, sentiment, experience that one has come. Very finer thing has come in my gross consciousness, come down. I have so much, I find so much ecstatic joy. How subtle a thing has descended into my plane of consciousness. How wonderful it is, never experienced before. A very sweet, fine consciousness has come down in my gross area of consciousness. I have become astonished, wondered, astounded. Mahārasayamanu, madhuradduti mandalamanu, madhūjamevamanu, nayanāmacamanu, beni mrijunu me jivita vallabhunu, Krishnoyam abhudayati mamalochanayam. The finest conception of the sweet knowledge coming down to a heart of a devotee, and his gradual experience is in this way represented by Vilamangal Thakur. First approach he felt, divine Cupid has come down in my plane of consciousness. Maharasana, Madhura Dutu, this is infinite ray of sweetness has come. Madhura Dutu, Madhurja, the very gist of sweetness I find, which can never be otherwise conceived. Dutu, Madhurja, Nayanam, it is capturing my eyes also for beauty and other experiences. Other channels of experience all captured by that finer and finest consciousness. that captured, old, pervaded. Nayanamitamnu. My eyes also are feeling that exceptional sweetness. Baby Mirduni, oh, he has accepted me as his sweetheart. And he is rubbing softly my beni, my hair, Madhuda Rasa. He has accepted me. I am now his. No other independent existence I have got. I am now fully, whole self, I am accepted by him. Gaudharibo, Gaudharibo. No more here I finish today. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Jai Gaudhari Bol, Niyai.
Jai Om Shri
Bhakti Siddhanta Prasthati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srivadeshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srivad Bhakti Prabhupada Damodar Maharaj ki jai. Srivad Akhayananda Maharaj ki jai. Srivad Bhakti Bindu ki jai. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. What's the time?
Ten.
Yes. Gaudhari Bol. Jai. Jai Gaudhari Bol. And Satsang will see from there. The New Year's Day, 1937, this early morning Guru Maharaj passed away. That also was like that January 37. That was Friday, early morning. I attended his death, sick death, from 2 to 4. And then another storm came to happen. I went to bed, 2 of us, 12. And then, suddenly. After 12 o'clock, New Year's Day, began according to the English custom. So after 12, the visit from different steamers and other places, for New Year, at 5 o'clock, at 5 a.m., he passed. A special train arriving from Salda, Calcutta to Krishnagar. Special train. They all came to Krishnagar. Then the bars were reserved. In the bath. So on the roof of the bath, some of us climbed up because there was lying in some temporary iron plank. Then when we, by the bus, we came to the Sarupganj Ghat, already dark. And we all are thirsting, not even a drop of water. Then anyhow, crossing the Saraswati River, other side, and the carried him on our shoulders. All that might happen. There in some place, the vicinity as he lived before, from the beginning, before his sannyas, nearby that place on the top. But Kundalav Tirtha Maharaj rejected that. Not for the Mandir and the Nath Mandir before that, so this place is not good. So it was bring it to present place for each other. And there we began to dig ourselves on the whole land, like that. And then the Srimati was blessed on Asana. In a sitting posture, quite spectacle, because we need to hear something to such elegant and beautiful beauty, because he showed the posture with charm. I never saw him in such beautiful, green charm, and most dignified.
please. And that ego, the souls are hidden around his ego, and they're not. I put myself his body on the soul. They're not. In this way, I'm 16. I put next. I feel on the soul. So I also see this history of this. I asked him to send to read out the conclusion in the poem composed by Guru Maharaj in conclusion of Caitanya Charitamrita only Bhaskarya. As he is mentioning about Bhakti Vinod Thakur after his departure. Yahan sama anya keho dhari aye naha nava deho nahi kahila Krishna Bhakti Jaan. Never any man came in his anterior who could spread the news of the Supreme so much of the benefit of the world. That was written in my mind. I had just entered. We have moved with every nerve to spread the cult of Krishna Mahaprabhu. He is praying with every knot to be finished, to spread the vices of instruction of Mahaprabhu. Krishna Bhakti, the devotion of Krishna, to never experience. Then, in the conclusion, Bhagavad Gita asked me, Sri Pramandari Pada. And I did so. Because only 2 days ago, he has come my list that. Then, the function was clear. Then, of course, so many men began to cry. Some embracing another man and the child. How could he live now? Only with all things. We all came and joined here for the attraction of his holy feet. Now he has disappeared. All we have to be at the center. The center is removed. Center of interest of all of us. How do we remove? How can we live? How to live life here? Anyhow, the mission is there. And what he has done, he has done.
wrong with that? Just as a general thing. So that said, we have to go on with this. The next day, that was Saturday, in Calcutta Mott, there is an engagement. Some gentlemen, perhaps some European gentlemen, should come there. It was appointed, so some of us must go there. And among the list, my name was also. I was so much tired, can't move my body. Still, what to do? Must go. No disobedience is possible. Just after the demise of Guru Maharaj, the General Secretary, he wants me to go. I remember, I felt inability, but anyhow dragged myself to Calcutta. And very way when I am in Ramaghat station, junction, I found that Lalita Prasad is walking on the platform. Some told the Lalita Babu is there. On the carriage, railway carriage, I had a look on him. Before, that was the first time I saw him. Afterwards, once more, I saw him. Twice I have seen him. Very well. He was a bachelor. He had service in the ITAS building, the government clerk. Then, retiring, he opened an ashram. In the beginning, he was living with Prabhupada in Yogopisham. But after Kunja Babu came, became General Secretary, and began to start the propaganda work, Lalita Prasad had some difference with Kunja Babu. And he went very gradually, cutting connections with Brother our Guru Maharaj, and established an ashram there in the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is the maternal uncle's house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That Uda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur comes from Calcutta, Lapta family, renowned. And from the same family, Vivekananda was also came. The Datta family of Hatkola, a renowned family in Calcutta. Datta family, Hatkola Datta. Vivekananda also came out of that family, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mother's birthplace was Ula. And he was born in maternal uncle's house. They are also Jamindars, Mustafi, Lapta family, that Jamindar, big Jamindar at that time. But there he was born, so that place has been taken up by Lalita Prasad. And they met an ashram, and he lived there. After he lived a long time, Prabhupada passed away 63, and Lalita Prasad over 100. One or two, 101 or two, relate after that. He appreciated my poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I came to know through his sister. His sister came here some 20 years back, perhaps, or more. She told that he has appreciated your poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur very much. And sometimes his disciples also come here now and then. I give some 5 rupees, 10 rupees this way. Looking, of course, in taking the name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur anyhow. not to such accuracy and intensity as our Guru Maharaj did, but to certain extent, some connection or other. Hare Krishna. According to our Guru Maharaj, he has some connection with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but that is contaminated with a flesh connection more than spiritual. Baba, Badha. He is a son, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his father. He can't forget that. Independent of that connection, of course, he has got some idea, but that is not very bona fide. Just we have talked. And nearing towards Sahajyavad. Hare Krishna. Madhvacharya has written a poem, Mayavad Satadushan. 100 poems against Mayavad. And our Guru Maharaj has read Prakita Sahajya Satadushan. 100 lines devoted to expose Sahajyaism, that is imitation of Prima Bhakti. What is lust? What is sense pleasure? To conceive that, to take that in the place of divine love. This human love is conceived in a color to be the divine love. What is so rare that in Brahma and the Shiva, they cannot expect to possess that thing, that high thing. And they think they have already got. Like through imagination, imagining himself as a girl, and also so much so that they imagine some gentleman, some Babaji to be Krishna, and they began to practice their relationship in that way. Thinking that will be conducive, that will assist them to raise up their standards of life to that high position only by thinking and in that way. A nasty thing going on in the name. So the society looks down upon them as the pest of the society, society outside. Prabhupada gave a new life. That Goswami means you look at the Shastra, you will find what is that. Manushyanam shastriva kuschit jatishu jatatam yusiddhanam kuschit man bahunam janmanamanti ghanuman man kubhajyati vasudivas samahatma surulabha tamasri bhudhiko yogi jani bhupi matodhiko kalmibhaschadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhava yogi nam visadvisam madgati nantaratmana saddhavam Swami Yuktanam. In Bhagavatam, Muktanam, Visiddhanam, Narayana Parayana, Sudurlabha Prasanta, Atma Koti, Shabhi Mahamani. Brahmananam Sarsebho, Sattvayaji Visishati, Sattvayaji Sarsebho, Sattva Vedanta Bharava, Sattva Vedanta Vitkacchya, Vishnu Bhakto Visishati, Vishnu Bhakta Sarsebho, Ikan Taku Visishati. In this way, the steps are clearly shown that climbing up to by these steps, then you have to go to that. You can go up to that place of wonderful dream, but that is more wonderful than dream. The Lord's harem. We could feel also how it is possible to imitate in such a filthy plane. Sense player and the sense player of the Alukshaja of the divinity, just the two opposites, South Pole and North Pole. Sense pleasure, that is the lowest conception of pleasure. And the sukh, to seek the pleasure of the senses, of the highest conception of the deity, which generally seems to be impossible. To reach to that standard, how much sacrifice and self-abnegation, self-surrendering is required. It's infinitely. infinitely intensified stage in which we can hope to come to such a position and to find the personal characteristic of the Lord in full, and then again to approach Him, and not only to touch His holy feet, which is also impossible to the consciousness at large, that we can touch His feet. What to speak of? To raise oneself in a loving position, and the love the undeserved and the highest pride. This is dream of a dream. Hare Krishna, Hare Gaur Hari. One may think of that very rarely, but to achieve that, that is almost impossible. It is such. By His personal touch, one can't grasp it. But when they grasp, thus yes, it can be conceived. His such behavior, such loving behavior with the highest type of loving devotees, that may be thought of, but never with one's own own achievement. We can come up to such height as to think that Lord is very affectionately playing with His most favorite group so much, and never any selfish touch that will brush you aside, down. If you go to approach it direct with your conception of ego. Guru Jano Sita Purno Sofa Paya Satoguna. That is of such nature that on the head of my Gurudev, that looks very beautiful. This is of such type, thing of such type, that on the head of my Gurudev, it looks very well, very beautiful. By nature it is such. that in the highest position of my imagination, I may guess to have his, to see his position. It's so rarely seen and conceived, that thing is, to our society, our level, thinkers of our level.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
The 1st January, Friday, in 1937 also, such concurrence. In the middle also, several times such concurrence once must have happened, but I don't remember. But this time, I remember that. This Friday, 1st January, at least, this occurred. Same with that, 37. Perhaps after 7 years or so, it may come, but the leap year also to be taken into consideration. Hare Krishna. One day increased in every 4 days in a year.